Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Gosh, it's a great looking afternoon. Probably your forecast going to substantiate the fact that we're going to have some nice days that coming up, right?
Indeed.
Okay, we'll be checking in with Austin and driving him through the paces in terms of what the weather's up to. I got to tell you, I'm so excited when this, you know, when you get the tinge of warm weather in the air, my gosh, my thoughts go to baseball. It really does. I mean, there's nothing like sitting out there in the stadium, you know, with a nice cool one or so and watching a baseball game. And who else better to listen or watch when you're talking about baseball, specifically when you're talking about the Blue Wahoos? Eric Bramer joins us this afternoon. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Doing well, getting ready for baseball season, and the weather certainly helps.
You know, I really like this time of year, and especially all the hopes and dreams of the Wahoos coming into the season, and very excited about the 25 team. And you know, on top of, and we're going to get into talking about the Wahoos here in just a second in the season and changes and ticket opportunities. But what I want to talk about, Diamond, the 8-week-old puppy. How did this, what we're talking about here, the Blue Wahoos welcomed the new puppy dog, 8 weeks old, and the name's Diamond, arrived on Monday. What's going on? Kind of set us up. If someone has been living under a rock and they really don't know what's going on with this dog, it's a great story.
Sure. For the last several years, the Blue Wahoos have had a partnership with Canine Companions, which is an organization that trains service dogs for people who need them. And in the time that I've been working for the Blue Wahoos, we've had three different puppies that have been around the ballpark. For 2 years, it was Watson. The last 2 years, it was Bubba. And now this year, we've got Diamond, who just arrived in town earlier this week. And the whole purpose of the partnership is to familiarize the puppy with being around large crowds, stimulating environments to prepare them for their life as a service dog. So after 2 years, as they mature and grow up around the team and around the ballpark, then they will be sent off to what we call puppy college. And it's kind of the best of both worlds right now, because Diamond has just arrived, and we're also getting dispatches from Bubba, who is by all accounts doing very well. He's on track to become a hearing dog. And so he's learning specific skills that will help him be placed with someone who needs a service dog with a focus on hearing. It's a really cool program, and the Blue Wahoos are grateful to have that opportunity to spread the word, and obviously everyone likes photos of cute dogs.
And we're having a slight chat here with Eric Bramer from the Blue Wahoos this afternoon. We appreciate your time today. I did see a picture. Somebody posted a picture of Bubba online the other day. I saw a great. He looks like he's really healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, Bubba departed the team near the end of the season in 2024 and then was sent off to puppy college. It's kind of a make-or-break moment to see if the dog is going to be receptive and responsive to more formal training. But by all accounts, Bubba's doing well. He's going to be a hearing dog. He's learned to alert to a doorbell and is responding to alarm clocks, all these everyday activities that someone who might need a hearing dog would be, finding valuable. So really, really cool stuff.
And I know my good friend over WEAR, meteorologist Catherine Daniel, known her for 100 years. She's actually going to be training this dog.
Yeah, Catherine's kind of been our contact with the Canine Companions organization. She's trained Watson and Bubba and now Diamond. Obviously, it's a very meaningful cause for her and kind of a labor of love, but it's great to have her around the ballpark, and when she brings around the service dog, the past couple years, Bubba, Watson, and now Diamond, it's just, it brightens everyone's day, and I know the players enjoy it.
Okay, so let me dive into the season here, 2025 season. Will Diamond be at the stadium sometimes?
Diamond will be at the stadium. There's a period where they need to get their vaccinations, and Diamond, a boy dog, is going to kind of ease into being around crowds. But I know that we've got Diamond planned to be in our team photo on media day as the team arrives. And If he's not there on opening day, he'll definitely be around plenty throughout the season.
Eric Braemer, talk to me about the season. What do you know so far about a team that's not in place yet?
Well, it's going to be a different year. We know that because it's going to have a different manager. For the first time since we became a Marlins affiliate, someone other than Kevin Smoke Randall will be leading this club. Smoke has been reassigned to kind of a roving coordinator role that will allow him to jump around to some different affiliates. But Smoke was our winningest manager in franchise history. He managed the team for 4 years, including a championship season in 2022. But really excited about the new guy. Nelson Prada will be managing the Blue Wahoos this year. Nelson managed the last couple years for the Jupiter Hammerheads, which is the Class A team in the Marlins organization. He, too, led that team to a championship. And if you learn more about Nelson Prada, you're going to love him because he's from Venezuela. He's fully bilingual, which allows him to connect with all the different players. He has coached and managed in the Venezuelan Winter League. And he's had a very, very busy start to 2025 because his Venezuelan Winter League team won their league and they participated in the Caribbean Series. And then as soon as that wrapped up, he took over as manager for the Spain national team in the World Baseball Classic qualifiers. And that just wrapped up over in Taiwan. Spain almost pulled off the upset. They fell in the championship to Chinese Taipei. But he's going to go from the Venezuela Winter League to playing in the Caribbean Series in Mexico to managing Team Spain in Taiwan. And then suddenly he's going to be in Jupiter to do spring training, and before we know it, he'll be here in Pensacola.
That guy's got a resume, doesn't he?
I've heard nothing but great things, and I know that the fans will love him just as much as they love Smoke.
Talk to me about the team. Any changes during this offseason?
Well, no changes really for the Blue Wahoos, but our Major League affiliate, the Miami Marlins, have continued their transition. This was a playoff team in 2023. New management, new GM, and a new philosophy took over last year, and they essentially tore down that playoff team to try and rebuild what they believe will be a more sustainable winning product. That's probably not good news for Miami Marlins fans in the short term, but as we saw last year, it's probably good news if you're a Blue Wahoos fan, because major league players, when they're traded, tend to get returns on minor league players, and we had a lot of really talented young prospects joined the Blue Wahoos at the trade deadline last year, and again with a couple more trades that happened this past offseason. So the Marlins farm system is in better shape than it's been in quite some time, and I think while we don't know the names yet, I think we can be pretty confident in saying that we're going to have some very talented players in Pensacola this summer.
Hey, Eric, this is probably a pretty darn good time of the year to start thinking about season tickets for the Wahoos. I'm sure there's some select seats are optimal and time to grab them. How can somebody listening to us today get those tickets?
Yeah, season tickets, mini plans, and group outings are available right now. You can go to bluewahoos.com or stop by the Blue Wahoos Stadium ticket office and we'll hook you up with a representative. Obviously, there's a lot of demand for some select groups, and that's why we recommend if you are planning to bring your group out to the stadium this year and you've got a date in mind, make sure you book it because they're going fast. But also going fast the off season because we're really ramping up. On Friday night, we've got our first high school baseball game. That'll be W.S. Neal taking on Paxton. On Saturday, March 1st, single game tickets go on sale. So that'll be a big day for us, both in person and online. And then on Tuesday, we're going to welcome in UWF. They're going to play North Georgia in a baseball game. So we're really ramping up here, and baseball will definitely be on the minds of everyone around the ballpark as we prep for season.
You know, I love it when Coach Jeffcoat brings in that UWF team into the stadium. I love watching those games. Listen, Eric Braemer, we're going to stay in with you all season, so hang in there with us, and go Wahoos, right?
Go Wahoos. Should be a fun year. Appreciate the time.
All right, Eric Braemer, voice and face of the Blue Wahoos this afternoon.
All right, and we're going to be going right in from one interview into another. So with it already being 5:20, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got a quick sit-down with Ray Palmer coming up in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that he was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Sun Belt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up. And in!
The 2025 Sun Belt Basketball Championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The Crew of Wrecks Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Beauty of an afternoon today. Just really nice out there. It all started, Austin, last night. Big soccer banquet over at the Rec Center in Gulf Breeze.
Right.
Leading up to a big East versus West high school seniors all-star soccer game Thursday evening over Ashton Brosnahan. What in the heck am I talking about? Ray Palmer is in. Of course, Ray's president, CEO of Pensacola Sports, who is masterfully orchestrating this tournament here. And good afternoon once again to you, Ray.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be back on today. We're really excited. We had a great banquet last night. We've got some really excited young student athletes, you know, from all the schools, Camden, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County, men's and women's. Team's going to square off tomorrow night and give it a go for some of them's last, virtually all of them's last high school level game.
Yes, you know, and this is amazing. These are players from Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Escambia County high schools in this tournament, and it has grown to be a very big event locally, especially for high school kids to play in this thing. So what do you know about the teams or anything like that in terms of, I know that head coach Zach Abels, I believe that's his name, Abeles from Pine Forest is heading
right
up one of the teams. And there's another assistant coach, Matthew Van from West Florida High. There's a whole slew of talent from youngsters getting ready to, as you said, last game possibly
Well, for sure, their last high school game. Many of these kids will play club soccer, and of course, it's a fantastic time to be a soccer fan. You know, we have the FIFA World Cup next year in 2006. But what's really exciting for our whole country is the FIFA Club World Cup, which many people may not even know about, begins June 14th. You know, with 32 teams coming and playing in, you know, Nashville and Atlanta and Miami and Orlando. And so the soccer, whole world of soccer is such, you know, the world is coming to America, and these kids are, you know, all feeding off of that, all started back in, you know, the World Cup, and then we'll have the Olympic soccer, you know, in 2028. And so soccer is descending on our country. So it's a neat time to be a young soccer player.
You know, I really got the fever when Pensacola Sports brought in the very first SEC Women's Soccer Championship matchup. That's what the bug hit me really hard. And I still say that SEC soccer tournament you guys put on is absolutely amazing. I love that.
No doubt it is a shining star for us. We absolutely love that event. Hope we can keep it just as long as they'll let us keep it down here.
Hey, I know we touched on this yesterday, and I want to kind of just briefly touch on this. We don't want to forget SBC, Sun Belt Conference basketball coming to the Bay Center, coming up 4th through 10th. Tickets ready to go on that one as well. And you guys, do you ever have time to rest? Because you're always throwing out these events here.
Well, we will rest after this the Monday night after SBC basketball. You know, Sun Belt Conference, I saw a national article today touting the Sun Belt Conference on getting the bracketing, the conference tournament bracketing. They completely reformatted it. I think you mentioned it last night, and it is going to be a game changer. And all the other conferences, especially the mid-level conferences, are going to look at it. It's an exciting new concept. It's going to give the conference their best chance to have their best showing when it gets to March Madness.
And your marketing is right on point, because what you guys have done, you've basically laid out each and every day that those teams are playing in the Pensacola tournament. For instance, Mardi Gras Day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Education Day, Thursday, Youth Day, Military Appreciation Day, Friday. Then you have that big fan fest coming up. That's my favorite, is the fan fest on that Saturday. Just watching the teams, their bands, the whole environment of college basketball is just amazing. And you can capture that, folks. Just come on out there Saturday morning and check it out, right?
Absolutely. And then you can get right in the middle of the McGuire's run.
Oh, don't you? You know, that was so funny, because I was there, was it last year that they were coming by behind the tents there when we were in the parking lot. And sure enough, I mean, the runners were all getting into the music from the different universities who were appearing. But, Ray, it's always a good time. If it's not doggone high school all-star soccer, it's the SEC women's soccer. It's the big events coming up, and it's all done through Pensacola Sports. You guys are the staple when it comes to quality and sports production.
I will add that I'm sitting in the back hall of our 68th annual awards banquet, where we recognize the greatest of all things sport in our community. It's the longest running event that we have. Again, it started in year one, and here we are 68 years later.
Okay. We interviewed a gentleman who's very much of an athlete, world-class athlete, world champion, and also 8-degree black belt, Jerry Blank from Pensacola.
My wife grew up with the
Blank. We all grew up with Jerry, and we just featured Jerry. Jerry lost his dojo and his home out in the Palisades in California.
Yep.
You know, Jerry stood in for Van Damme in many movies. He did the whole thing in Hollywood, and he is a local Pensacola guy. And you want to talk about an athlete, 8th-degree black belt, and Jerry Blank is, I would love to see his name being put in there for consideration.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, you go out and have a great night, and I always appreciate your time, Ray Palmer. You have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. Ray Palmer. President, CEO, Pensacola Sports.
Now that was a loaded half hour.
An all-time nice guy.
Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we'll get a quick check at the roads and weather and send it into our sports segment, as we so often do at this time on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News. News. I'm John Saucier. Israeli security says the Red Cross has received four bodies of hostages taken by Hamas, which are now being transferred back to Israel, part of a ceasefire agreement. The Red Cross tells the Associated Press that a convoy carrying a number of Palestinian prisoners has now left a prison in Israel as part of this exchange. Now, Israel had delayed the release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners since Saturday to protest what it called the cruel treatment of hostages during their handover by Hamas. President Trump, holding his first cabinet meeting at the White House since being inaugurated in January, says he anticipates an agreement to bring the Russian invasion of Ukraine to an end and made a claim about Russian President Putin.
He had no intention, in my opinion, of settling this war. I think he wanted the whole thing. When I got elected, we spoke, and I think we're going to have a deal.
He said to meet with President Zelensky on Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA reported fourth quarter earnings today after the closing bell. It said revenue outlasted analysts polled by LSEG, landing at $39.33 billion, more than $1.25 billion higher than LSEG estimates. Earnings per share came in a nickel higher at 89 cents. The World Economic Forum's 2025 Future of Jobs report found that as many as 41% of employers were planning on downsizing their workforce due to artificial intelligence. That number is even higher in the United States, where 48% of respondents say they were planning on adopting that strategy. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow losing 188 points. The S&P 500 snapped a four-session losing streak up less than a point, and the Nasdaq gained 48. U.S. crude oil futures for April below 69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
This is Andy Gresh with The Sportsman. It's sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. When you start to look around the NBA, who are those teams that are rounding into shape? We know the Celtics have dealt with some injuries. It feels like they're starting to peak. How about the Golden State Warriors? Looks like they're a team on the rise. Keep an eye on the Denver Nuggets. Not only do they have health, they have experience. I'm Andy Gresh.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Wednesday afternoon, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. It's a beauty. Thanks a lot for bringing us along this afternoon, going home with you. We do appreciate that. What an hour we've had so far. Just amazing. We started off the hour, of course, with Eric Bramer from the Blue Wahoos talking about Diamond, the 8-week-old dog, and what Diamond's going to be doing in terms of developing into a service dog. And we talked about the season, coaching changes, and things like that. If you were listening 20 minutes ago or so, you were fully updated on the Blue Wahoos approaching their season and going into spring training. Then mere minutes ago, Ray Palmer, president, CEO of Pensacola Sports Inn, talking about the All-Star High School Soccer Tournament, East versus West, tomorrow night over at Ashton-Brosnahan. So it starts at 5. The women start at 5. Do we call them women or girls at that stage? Or how does that play out?
I mean, women's soccer, okay. Girls soccer, it doesn't matter. Either or.
Women / girls soccer, there 5 o'clock, go. And the boys / men's soccer at 7 o'clock.
And honestly, we'll go ahead and get this out of the way right now because it's been a minute. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there's just a lot of backups where you would normally expect them, but there are some spots looking worse than usual, such as 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 50.
540, 20 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, Luka Doncic and the Lakers. Big win over his former team, the Mavericks. He had to feel just absolutely screwy about going into that game. And also, another record could fall, this time in the NHL. For more on this, here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
playing against the Dallas Mavericks, surreal for Luka Doncic.
I don't know how to explain it. I think in first quarter, second quarter, I don't know what was happening. It was just different. I can't even explain how it felt.
Luka Doncic with TNT after he played his first NBA game against the team he spent his first seven seasons with, until he was traded just over 3 weeks ago from the Mavericks to the Lakers. In Los Angeles last night, Doncic registered his first triple-double as a Laker. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99.
Luka, how does it feel being over?
Great, man. I can't wait to go to sleep, honestly.
You have earned a beautiful night's rest. Congrats on the win, Luka.
Thank you, thank you.
Luka Doncic with TNT. He scored or assisted on 51 of the Lakers' 107 points in his first game against his former team, the Dallas Mavericks, who were led by Kyrie Irving with 35 points.
2.7, Durant running back to the three-point line for the tie. No! Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby is over!
On FanDuel Sports Network Southeast, 299 points combined. The Grizzlies outlasted the Suns in overtime, 151-148. Alex Ovechkin scored again, number 883 for his career. The only goal for the Capitals in a 3-1 loss to the Flames. Ovechkin needs 12 more goals to break Wayne Gretzky's record as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. The all-time leading scorer in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi, announced her retirement Tuesday. The only player in WNBA history to total over 10,000 points, Taurasi told Time magazine, "Mentally and physically, I'm just full. That's probably the best way I can describe it." Taurasi finished her pro career with 10,646 points. She was a 14-time All-Star and 5-time scoring champion. Also won the league title 3 times with the Phoenix Mercury, twice named Finals MVP. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And in the NFL, Jason Peters calling it a career. The longtime NFL offensive lineman retiring after 21 seasons with the Bills, Eagles, Bears, Cowboys, and Seahawks. The 43-year-old staying around the game in a veteran mentor role with the Seahawks. I got to be honest, I forgot this guy was even in the league. I haven't heard his name since he left Philly several years ago. But hey, man, the guy was like a 9-time Pro Bowler. And yes, that is a Hall of Fame metric. So hats off to him.
All right, this weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke. 2-game series Friday and Saturday. Flyers return home back to our ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping 7:05 both those evenings over in the Bay Center. Okay, so you want to know what's been going on with the SS United States. You know, we track this thing every day.
Right.
And, well, let me tell you, it is moving right along today. 6 miles per hour. It is right off the coast of Miami Beach. Right there at South Beach is just directly east. Kind of moseying down through the Atlantic and getting ready to make that right turn into the Gulf of America. Can't get used to saying that. But anyway, the ship is alive and well, and it's making its way to Mobile, Alabama, and it's going to get cleaned up over at the shipyards and then basically stripped down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll take it over and sink it off the coast of Destin, where it will become the world's largest artificial reef. If you want to track the movement of the ship, here it is, share.garmin.com/share/ SS United States. And you, too, can see the progress of the ship this afternoon.
And Warner Brothers Discovery won't be moving forward with plans to charge more for a sports tier on its Max streaming service. The company announced today that sports and news content will remain on Max at no added cost to standard and premium subscribers. Plans for the BR Sports add-on were announced back in September. Subscribers were able to access it for free in October before it was set to start costing an extra $10 this month. Those who subscribe to the basic with ads tier will no longer have access to BR Sports and CNN starting on March 30th.
Okay, 544 News Radio 92.3. If you remember on the Tuesday show, we kind of set it up with the best actors for the Oscars this year. So let me go ahead and give equal time. The best actress category for this year's Oscars has a front runner and a controversial nominee. Michelle Pollino has more on the story.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself?
Demi Moore's got the momentum heading into the best actress race for the 97th annual Oscars with her performance in The Substance. She has already picked up a Golden Globe and SAG trophy. Cynthia Erivo's also nominated for Wicked, And there's the surprise BAFTA winner, Mikey Madison from Menorah, Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here, and the controversial Carla Sofia Gascon's up for Amelia Perez, the first trans nominee, but old tweets have tainted a possible win. Conan O'Brien hosts this year's Academy Awards on ABC, and it'll stream for the first time on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our worst looking spots right now are going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Other major spots include Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 69 degrees right now, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 73, low of 50.
Okay, don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for this weekend's downtown Mardi Gras parades. Friday night, the Illumination Crew of Lafitte rolls through downtown Pensacola. Then on Saturday, it is the Grand Mardi Gras Parade. We'll be in that one, having a good time downtown. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock. You ready? Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department, voice of PIO, will be joining us 2 o'clock, and we're going to discuss...
2 o'clock, you said?
We're going to discuss... the parade's at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
He is at 5:12.
Gotcha.
Coming up at 5:12. Mike Wood is at 5:12. Thanks for correcting that. 5:12, Mike Wood, on this very show, tomorrow afternoon. We're going to talk about what is the most, timely subject matter? Mm-hmm. Parking. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see where you can park. And I looked at the map. There went my parking space. I thought I had it all scoped out.
We joked about this earlier this week. Yeah, this is not just a service to our audience. This is a service to you personally.
Well,
you need help.
You know, because people don't realize, because when we do the Milton Parade, we have to park downtown, and then we have to walk 2.5 miles up the parade route to the starting line, and then we have to walk back down. So we did it in Navarre this last week. So in Pensacola, it's going to probably be another 5 mile trek somewhere. I don't mind. Listen. I'm so glad Mardi Gras here and Carnival's here. I'm having a blast, and I'm looking forward to this weekend's parades. Going to be fun. Cruel Wreck's also rolling this weekend Sunday over the island.
All righty. And since it's already just about 5:48, around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you of your Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing mixed today amid concerns surrounding President Trump's trade policy. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 188 points to 43,433. The S&P 500 gained a point to 59.56. And the NASDAQ rose 49 points to 1975.
At 5:48, News Radio 92.3, it is time for TMZ Breaking News.
I'm Derek Kaufman, and this is the TMZ Minute. Diddy is pushing to have attorney Tony Busby barred from filing lawsuits against him in a New York federal court, arguing Busby isn't authorized to practice there. The music mogul claims Busby improperly filed the cases and signed motions without first getting court approval. While Busby has since applied for permission, Diddy's team is fighting it. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg, known for Gossip Girl and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, has passed away at the age of 39. Police confirmed her death is not being investigated as suspicious, though the cause remains unknown. In recent months, Trachtenberg defended her appearance against online speculation, insisting she was happy and healthy. A new documentary reveals Matthew Perry received 27 doses of ketamine in the 3 days before his death, with prosecutors blaming reckless suppliers. Among those accused are two doctors, a suspected drug dealer, and Perry's former assistant, who has already pleaded guilty. Authorities say the focus is no longer on blaming victims, but on holding the suppliers responsible. I'm Derek Kaufman, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Alrighty, and advances in research into AI require huge data centers, and that brings concerns about the impact on the nation's power grid. Experts are urging Congress to roll back the policies of the previous administration, which they say hampered the fossil fuel industry. Alex Epstein with the San Diego-based Center for Industrial Progress says that long-term, the nation needs to invest in nuclear energy and that it's more reliable than wind and solar. Republicans in a Capitol Hill hearing today agreed with that.
Okay, 5:49 News Radio 92.3. Number of... Black bears here in Florida is growing, and FWC is considering a statewide bear hunt. There are more than 4,000 black bears in the state. Here in Northwest Florida, really not even close to that. The number's only around 120. You are encouraged to share your thoughts with FWC about a potential hunt. Mm-hmm. Here's that address. And if you didn't get it, you're driving. Yeah, please don't try to write this down if you're driving.
Yes, please don't do that.
But you can always text us. 850-437-1620. We'll keep this address handy for you. It's called, here's your address, Bear Comments
at myfwc.com. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for the public input on possibly doing a hunt.
All righty. And home prices rose nearly 4% in 2024. The latest Case-Shiller National Index shows prices posted a 3.9% annual gain in December. That's up slightly from the previous month. New York reported the highest annual gain among the top 20 cities with a 7.2% increase. Chicago and Boston had annual increases of around 6.5%. Tampa posted the lowest return, falling 1.1%.
Okay, the Trump administration is doubling down on calls for illegal migrants to self-deport. Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
Daily border encounters hit an all-time high, 11,000 under the Biden administration. But this past Saturday, there were just 200, a 98% drop. Mexico and Panama also seeing 90% fewer migrants on their borders. And actually, some say there is reverse migration, with many turning back mid-journey. New Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks says it is happening throughout Central America. The bottom line is the risk reward just isn't there right now for many migrants. Why make the investment knowing even if you make it through Mexico and past the Border Patrol, you could be deported? If not home, then to another country. There's no asylum, no lawful entry, no free buses or hotels. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 5:52 here, so we'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, we got a bit of a lighter-hearted finish to Pensacola right now with a bit of a box office look ahead. How's that sound? That coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. You know what I did today? I made sure, because I've been doing a lot of traveling to and from the island, I did sign up for that Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert text, PB Flags. And what it does, it gives you updated alerts on surf, beach conditions, even before heading over to the island. You know exactly what's happening over there. Here it is, PB Flags, and just text that to 888-777, it pops up, and there's the information. It's that easy. So I might want to check that out if you're heading over to the island. I'll put it in there for the summertime, you know, or Forget it. Put it in there for 12 months out of the year. We're always going over to the island. Hey, Amazon's unveiling a revamped version of their Alexa unit. Madison Allworth reporting in NYC today.
The big announcement is that Alexa Plus, it's that original AI assistant completely reinvented and reimagined. Some of the big changes is that it's a much more natural conversation. Alexa is actually able to register your tone and your mood and adjust her responses accordingly. You also only need to say Alexa once in order to engage her. You don't have to keep saying it every time you have a follow-up question. Alexa Plus is built on an AI model agnostic system, but they have partnered with Anthropic for this. It's compatible with thousands of services and devices like the Amazon Echo and Ring doorbell. And then services like OpenTable for making reservations, Grubhub for ordering your food, and TripAdvisor for booking your trip.
Alrighty, just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst looking spots right now are going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 50.
If you haven't taken care of homestead exemption at this point, you know, of course, It helps homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. You have 3 days until March 1st to apply for the homestead exemption and provides evidence. Here's what you got to do. You got to provide evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residency to apply. If you don't have any of those four, don't even go. Got to have that stuff. Okay. Ever watch this cable show? It's on Bravo called Below Deck.
No.
They got Below Deck, Mediterranean, all this Below Deck, Australia, blah, 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 blah.
It anyway, sounds familiar.
Below Deck star Gary King, have no clue who he is. Bravo and NBC Universal are getting sued by former crew members alleging sexual battery. Michelle Polino explains.
Two former Below Deck sailing yacht crew members are suing Gary King, NBC Universal, and Bravo. They accuse them of sexual battery, gender violence, discrimination, and retaliation. The lawsuit claims that hair and makeup artist Samantha Suarez and camera operator Greg Duddleston were fired and blacklisted after reporting their allegations during season 4 of the reality show. Suarez says that on July 3rd, 2022, while working in Sardinia, she was held hostage in a hotel room by King. She says she brought King snacks and water. When he refused to let her leave, he lunged towards her, grabbing her upper body, and restrained her. Suarez claims she was eventually able to escape. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for Another Simple Favor. The film is a sequel to 2018's A Simple Favor and sees Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick reprise their roles. The rest of the cast includes Henry Golding, Andrew Rannells, and Kelly McCormick. Another Simple Favor hits Prime Video on May 1st.
Okay, thinking about maybe taking that family on a getaway, flying and getting out of here. You know, flying it can be pretty expensive. Hillary Barsky slides in this afternoon with tips on saving you money when you're flying.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Airfares keep going up. But it's not only rising costs that are affecting travelers, they're also getting crushed by fees. Although airfares aren't as high as they were post-pandemic, Brian Kelly, the Points Guy founder, says
airlines now need to make money other ways. They're not getting the shiny new efficient planes, so they are squeezing revenue out of every single passenger, and that's why getting the right credit cards can save you hundreds or thousands in fees, and why, you know, these days you need to look at every tool possible to save you on those fees.
Because those fees add up, and if you do travel a lot, you need to check out the various credit cards that can help you save money on flights by offering benefits like free checked bags, discounts, and travel credits. Some of the top travel credit cards include the Capital One Venture Rewards, Capital One Venture X Rewards, Chase Sapphire Reserve, and American Express Gold Card. And some cards also provide insurance coverage. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I wonder what Jennifer Gardner would say, what's in your wallet?
Yeah.
She does a ton of those commercials, doesn't she?
Yeah, I see her everywhere.
All right. We're going to be talking about Alex Andrade's new effort about a new medical marijuana bill. Talking about next hour.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.